Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
I never wink back at fireflies, but now when the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe, but now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Where I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark, then you came and you caused a spark. That's a four alarm fire now. I never cared much for a lantern shine, never saw rainbows in my wine, but now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
Tuesday afternoon, which of course is our regular date here, the two of us together here on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, 2 hours with the very best of jazz, blues, swing and the popular song, which I suppose fits the first track we played, the category to which our first track today fitted. And in fact, I feature the vocal because last week there were no vocals on my hour of the show. In fact, there were hardly any on the show at all, as I did a new Best of the Year's new releases programme last week, and in all honesty, there was not an awful lot of vocals on the new release programme I featured last week. I've also just switched microphones, so if you couldn't hear me at the start, I've apologised for that. But this is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and I'm John Yule. Anne Hampton-Calloway kicked us off then this week with one of her best albums, For My Money, to Ella With Love, a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald. I'm featuring a few more vocals on the programme this week to try and balance things up from last week's show. Anne Hampton-Calloway, I've been meaning to ask her for ask her about the arrangements that were made for the recording of this album. Anne was in the Edison Recording Studio in New York, but the band, full of big-name full-time US musicians, were in the Tallinn Radio Studios in Estonia. A rather strange arrangement. As I've said, I do keep meaning to ask Anne, or AHC as we call her, who know her, what the arrangements were for that particular album. We heard I'm Beginning to See the Light, which was concocted or composed by a rather unusual combination: Duke Ellington, Don George, Johnny Hodges and Harry James. The arranger was Annie Farber, and the soloist on trumpet we heard was James Rotondi. I'm glad you've got your feet up and you can listen to us for the oilers to me for the next couple of hours. I know the excellent music in hand. I hope you've finally polished off the turkey as well. My last mouthful of turkey pie went down yesterday afternoon for somebody that wants too much information. One of last year's outstanding releases, which I didn't have time for last week's programme, was Dave Stryker's With Strings album. Dave Stryker With Strings Goes to the Movies. And this was recorded in February and March 2024 at the Primary Sound Studios in Bloomington, Indiana. The arranger and conductor was Brent Wallerab. From the 1955 film Picnic, this is Moonglow, which was actually originally written in 1933 by Will Hodgson and Eddie Lange. But I'm also delighted that the original film theme for the film Picnic was actually included at the start of this arrangement. Film theme was written by George Dunning. The solos then come from Jim Pugh on trombone and, as you might be expecting, Dave Stryker on guitar. Thank you. Dave Stryker with Strings here on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, your host, John Yule. I once asked Kurt Elling how he went about searching for new material, and he told me that he listened to instrumental solos to see if there was anything there he could utilise. Here is such an example, an insertion which Kurt wrote based on a solo by tenor player Von Freeman. Lyrics were adapted from a 13th century poem written by Jeliadin Balki, adapted, of course, by Kurt himself, and then inserted into Duke Ellington's I Like the Sunrise. Kurt Elling on vocal, Lawrence Hopgood is on piano, Rob Amster on bass, and on drums, Willie Jones III. This was recorded at the Avatar Studios in New York and released on the 2007 album Night Moves.
Sunrise, 'cause it brings a new day. I like a new day. It brings new hope, they say. I like the sunrise blazing in the new sky. Nighttime is weary. Upon a star, that my brand new bright tomorrow isn't very far. When the heavy blue curtain of night is raised up high, clear out of sight, then sunrise, so heavenly to see. I like the sunrise. I hope it likes Don't worry about saving this music, or be scared if the singing ends or the piano breaks a string. For we have fallen to a place where everything is music and singing. Everything is recovered and new, ever new and musical. And even if the whole world's harp should burn up, there would still be hidden there the spirit of song there to linger on. And even if a candle's blown out by wind, fire smolders on in an ember and then sparks again. The singing is a drop, just a drop in oceans of seas. Grace keeps it moving through bodies like these. And the sound of a life sends an echoing out. The poem sings willingly in each newborn's crying shout.
but it's growing slowly and keeps many secrets. Stop the words and listen. Feel the echo of it starting. Open a space in the center of your beating heart and let spirits fly. My brand new bright tomorrow isn't very far. When the heavy blue curtain of the night is raised up high, clear out of sight, then I, like the sunrise, so heavenly to see. I like the sunrise, the music in every sunrise makes a space inside the skies for setting free.
Kurt Elling, and I Like the Sunrise. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, with me, John Yule, who will be your host, I think, for both hours of the programme this week. I'm afraid the cold that was bothering me so much, you may have noticed it during last week's programme, seems to have hit a number of people. I was pretty much in bed for 3 or 4 days last week, actually. And unfortunately, Michael Coates seems to have acquired his helping since we did the programme last week. So I hope you're not suffering out there, or if you have been, at least let's hope you're now recovered, and hope the music keeps your spirits up somewhat. Of Eric Alexander's several releases from last year, here's one which I couldn't fit into last week's programme. Chicago to New York, recorded at the Van Gelder Studios in Englewood Cliffs, May the 7th, 2024. Normally a presenter asks the listeners to sit back to admire a 10 or 11 minutes example of a sax player's artistry, and when doing so, it's normally time for a ballad. Nothing could be further than that here. This is a somewhat camouflaged version of Pete DeRose and Bert Schefter's When Lamps Are Low. With Eric Alexander on tenor, we hear from, on piano, Mike Ledone, on bass, Dennis Carroll, and on drums, George Flutus. Eric Alexander and When Lights Are Low. Thank you. Alexander and The Lamp Is Low, and from The Lamp Is Low to Sweet and Low. I always enjoy discovering an excellent song which has been discarded by the wayside, and here is such an example. Omitted from the 1935 film Broadway Gondolier, starring Dick Powell and Joan Blondell, and I can't say I'm sorry that I think I've missed that one. Despite the best efforts of composers Harry Warren and Al Dubin, the song we're about to hear was excluded from the film, but has been recorded a number of times since. Here it is, featured by Marlene Verplank on her album What Are We Going to Do with All This Moonlight? And the album was recorded in the Acoustic Studios in Paris in October 1997. The arranger is Billy Verplank, and the singer is Marlene Verplank.
What is all this hustle, bustle, and terrific speed? No one takes it easy anymore. Slower movements with improvements, that is what we need. What is all this hurry, scurry for? Baby, even when we're dancing round, I find I gotta slow you down. So let's go sweet and slow. Rock-a-bye me to and fro. While the band is moaning low, honey, take your time. You heard of how the rabbit and the turtle ran a race. You heard of how the rabbit ended up in second place. Sweet and slow, while the lights are burning low. Oh,
Molly of the Plank and Sweet and Slow, not Sweet and Low, as I think I said when I introduced that track. Right, time for the gig guide, and there is a gig this week. It's tomorrow evening at the Lescar, a duo performance from Richard Spavin on drums and the very popular guitarist Stuart McCallum. I've also had notice, by the way, that the Big Swing promotion at the Cabanas venue, which I normally feature on this show, it's in mothballs for the bleak midwinter at the moment, but I understand that when they return in February, they will be doing so on Thursday evenings and not Wednesday evenings, as that particular promotion has generally operated on in the past. With Mike not here this week, I, as usual on these occasions, am dipping back to some older material, which I've dug out of the loft, material going back to the 40s and 70s inclusive. And in this first instance, we're going back to 1951 and pianist Joe Bushkin, first recognised in Tommy Dorsey's band and many years later known to be Bing Crosby's accompanist. This is actually a radio transcription recorded at the Embers Club in New York, and we're featuring two songs played as a medley from the show Call Me Madam by Irving Berlin, which would have been a new show then back in 1951. We're going to hear The Best Thing For You and You're Just In Love. Joe Bushkin on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar and Harry Babassin on the drums. Bushkin there on piano, and I didn't give a credit to the horn player because he isn't actually credited on the album sleeve, but I think you'll find it was Buck Clayton. A number of pianist Horry Silver's albums have geographical location titles, and this album is called the Cape Verdean Blues. The Cape Verde Isles were not a particularly popular destination for British holidaymakers back in October 22nd, 1965, when this album was recorded at Englewood Cliffs. How times have changed more recently. We hear from Woody Shaw on trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Horace Silver on piano, Bob Cranshaw is on bass, Roger Humphreys on drums, and the composer of this piece is on the tenor, and that's Joe Henderson. Here then are the Horace Silver lineup with Joe Henderson's composition, Mojo. We'll be right back. We haven't heard from Dick Hames in a while here on Swing Time. Here he is on what I think is his best album, his second for Capitol, Moondreams, recorded in April 1956, led by Ian Barnard on the piano. This is the 1931 standard by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler, which was first recorded by Cab Calloway. Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, from Dick Hames.
I don't want you, but I'd hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come a-knockin' at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Cross you off my list, but when you come a-knockin' at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. The devil and the deep blue sea.
The great Dick Hames. I shall be back in a short while with the second half of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And from me, John Yule, I'll see you, in 5 or 6 minutes' time. I will warn you in advance that the track I'm starting the second hour of the show with does have rather a lot of percussion at the start of it. As you may have gathered, it's a Latin number. And taking us up to the studio ID, which is station ID, rather, which is up and coming, I'm going to go there in the company, once again, of Joe Bushkin, who'll take us up there, up to the into the second hour of the show here, Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Thank you.
Thank you.